It's Friday, November 21st, and with your 8 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbien. Liam Bako, a Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform hydrologist technician, and Gottfried Uyse, owner of Mac Gardman Trading CC, were arrested by the Anti-Corruption Commission over alleged fraud linked to a water sampling trailer that was never supplied, with 387,397 paid to the suspect. They are believed to have misappropriated $792,257 in total. The pair appeared in Windhoek's Magistrates Court yesterday, received $10,000 bail each, and their case was postponed to January 26 next year. Local vehicle sales eased in October, falling 2.8% to 1,267 units, reversing the slight gain recorded in September. However, the broader picture shows continued strength. Domestic sales were up 10.7% compared to the same period last year, extending the rebound following March's steep contraction. Almandro Janssen is an economist at Simonis Storm.
Vehicle sales in Namibia has remained relatively strong this year. Much of this has been driven by the strong commercial demand and improvement of the available stock, and also the better financing conditions that we've seen. Interest rates have seemed to ease, and although October's numbers are slightly slowed down, but overall the trend remains positive. Year-to-date sales are the highest that it's been since before COVID. Compared to last year, 2025 is well on track to be above 2023 and 2024 years' sales, supported mainly by the light commercial and bucky segment.
The Communications Regulatory Authority has awarded over $42 million in subsidies for Phase 2 of the Universal Service Fund project aimed at expanding mobile broadband and voice services in underserved areas. Schools and health facilities covered by the new sites will receive free services for 7 years, as alluded by Mufaro Nesongano, Executive for Communications and Consumer Relations at CRAN.
A total subsidy of $42 million has been awarded, with MTC receiving funding for 8 sites and Telecom Namibia for 3 sites. These developments will improve connectivity in regions such as Kabango East and West, Kunene, Angwena, Omusati, Oshikoto, Zambezi, and Karas. All schools and health facilities covered will receive free services for 7 years.
South Africa's Reserve Bank Governor Lesecha Kanyago has cautioned that the rand's recent strength may be temporary and stressed the need for continued structural reforms to maintain price stability. Kanyago highlighted that progress, such as the country's credit rating upgrade and exit from the Financial Action Task Force grey list, is encouraging, but further reforms are essential to support economic growth.
While the rand has appreciated this year, this partly reflects broad dollar weakness, not just rand strength. In this scenario, the rand depreciates back to its 2023 levels against the dollar, rather than holding on to its recent gains as in our baseline.
China has bought a limited amount of American soybeans after it agreed last month to resume imports. The lack of large purchases has fueled concern amongst American farmers, a key support base of U.S. President Donald Trump. From Hong Kong, our correspondent is Laura Westbrook.
China is the world's largest consumer of soybeans. It stopped buying the crop from the U.S. during the trade war between the world's two biggest economies, hurting farmers, which are a key support base of President Donald Trump. Following a meeting between the U.S. president and Chinese leader Xi Jinping in South Korea, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said China agreed to buy 12 million tons of soybeans through the remainder of the year. Chinese purchases so far reportedly total around 10% of the promised amount, and no new large buys have been reported. China has been buying more soybeans from South American countries like Brazil, and some experts argue China can almost meet domestic demand without making large purchases from the U.S. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.